January 13, a mutual contract. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John 1:12. Salvation is secured by a mutual contract. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Will you, with all your heart and mind and soul, enter into this contract? Look to your Redeemer in faith and loving trust for power and wisdom to do the work of character building. He sits as a refiner to purify the gold and silver from all dross. Then look continually unto him, and no cheap or worthless material will be brought into the structure of your character building. By faith you may accept the merits of the blood of the Son of God, which he has shed that the sinner might not perish but have everlasting life. God has laid upon him all power that he may impart help to everyone who will break with Satan and acknowledge Christ as his only hope. When you are ready to cooperate with him who can keep you from falling, your resolutions will be of some value. Christ, the chief healer, will make you whole. He works mightily with everyone who is in earnest. He will give strength and victory. All the mean and wicked traits of character can be taken away by the one who has purchased you as his property. Make a break with the enemy. Cast yourselves loose from the prince of the power of the air and from the legion of his associates. Satan will resist the efforts of those who choose to stand on the Lord's side. He will resort to every kind of deception to frustrate their efforts. But God has given his Son to bear the sins of those who seek his truth and righteousness. He stands ready to impart grace to everyone who looks to him in faith. The exercise of faith and manly courage will enlarge the comprehension of what it means to be a Christian. We are to seek for that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. We shall have severe conflicts with our hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil. There must be a firm dependence upon the captain of our salvation. He will not fail to do his part.